Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it's Damian from Marketing Food Online. It's a night podcast. Are you looking to start a gift basket business? How to start a gift basket business and a few tips and pointers to help you successfully start your own. All right, guys, so we're back. All right, so tonight's podcast, I'm going to get into a question that I get asked quite frequently, is how to get a gift basket business up and running, and how do I do it locally if I'm doing it through like a brick and mortar type of concept, if it's going to be a store as such, or am I going to be online, and who are my potential customers, and how do I get started? That is what we're going to cover tonight's podcast. Just to let you guys know that over the past several years, we incorporated some really cool subscription boxes, which actually are gift basket-oriented type of products on our websites throughout the internet. And we've had a great success with those. So I'm going to give you just some tips and pointers, things that I've learned over the past few years doing this myself through our website, how you get started, and then one of the best local ways to get started, even if you're going to do business through the internet, a local startup of a gift basket company is a great way to do it, and I'm going to explain exactly how to do that. So number one, you need to do a little bit of research, okay? So this is could be a fun part of a cool part of the aspect of getting one up and running. You need to kind of check out the market. So what I mean by that, once you've determined your niche, what type of a gift basket line of gift baskets that you want to put together, there are a variety of different types. Some that are food based, some are just gift oriented. That are not. They don't have any types of food in it at all. It could have stuffed animals, coffee cups. It could have a variety of items between wine. It could have some other items that are not necessarily food related. But when you incorporate a variety of products from food to just regular retail products, such as stuffed animals and those types of things that are non-edible, you'll have a better chance to begin with of having success getting a gift basket up and running. Now, if you do one that's strictly food-based, that's fine as well. There's nothing wrong with that. If you are able to incorporate a variety of products, though, the appeal of the gift basket will be great. And if you're looking to do it locally, when I was speaking about doing research, what you want to do is you want to really look at your area as far as, do you have a lot of local mom-and-pop grocery stores that maybe you can incorporate your gift baskets in? You could do that in gourmet chocolate stores, gourmet food stores. You could do it in florist shops. Shops that are selling flowers always love a new and fresh style gift basket. That's one outlet that you can do, that you can offer your gift baskets. Also, the great thing about businesses, everything from lawyers, accountants, anyone in real estate, anywhere where there's a larger amount of potential customers that are locally based, those businesses are actually ones you want to research and find out, hey, call them up and say, look, are you guys already purchasing for your clients as a thank you gifts, or are you doing end of the year holiday gifts? Are you doing thank you gifts for like if someone's purchasing a new home? Even car dealerships, believe it or not, when they buy a brand new vehicle and they sell a vehicle, they usually send something as a thank you to their customers. These are all fantastic places to research and find out, are they already doing that? And if not, those are the places you definitely want to take some of your samples. If you're starting locally and you're looking to do that from home, or you want to start a small business from your home doing gift baskets, local businesses are a great place to go. And then even if so, if you're doing the bulk of a business locally within a certain mile radius of where you are, having a website is a great way to inform your customers of what you have. Have great pictures of the product up, a description of the gift baskets, the price points, everything that you could potentially offer. It acts as a great instant brochure, if you will, for those potential customers. So as you make your rounds locally and you're knocking on doors and you're checking with those businesses, or you're just picking up the phone and saying, hey, look, I have a gourmet gift basket company. We've got some really high-end, beautiful gift baskets. Do you offer them to your clients? You want to check us out? Here's my website. Having a website online and letting them see it is going to be a phenomenal selling point for you to get your gift basket business up and running. So now, aside from just the local businesses, which could be a mom and pop or independently owned small businesses where they have maybe just a few clients or half a dozen clients or a handful of clients, you can go towards even larger corporate orders where potentially what they do, a lot of corporations, and we've dealt with this before in our own business, they buy their employees end of the year gifts or employee appreciation or something to that effect. And what you can do is you literally can drum up an order for several thousand units or a few hundred units at once. And those larger corporations are ones that you would definitely, I would say, follow up with. If they're near you, they're local. They also, in most cases, big corporations love to support smaller businesses, and they love working with, you know, the mom and pop style businesses. So by doing this research, it's going to help you out in the long run, understand if you have a local opportunity, you have a chance locally to grow that business, and then leverage a website by having it online and having the potential to actually just to have orders placed there and then you doing the delivery to the business or the corporation. So those local businesses are huge in getting your foot in the door, because once you've actually had an experience with a local business and they like it, annually, they're going to come back to you over and over because they can rely on the quality, they can rely on your delivery, they can rely on your creativity and all of that. And companies love that. So you want to definitely start locally. So for instance, the local chamber of commerce would be a great place to contact. Trade associations, you have hotels, travel agencies, corporate executives, real estate companies, and mortgage companies. And these are great places to start and kind of arrange a presentation meeting, if you will, where you have an opportunity to bring your gift baskets to show them a few samples, varieties of what you can do. So you get an idea that the more businesses that you kind of interview and that you interact with locally, you'll be able to determine your area market demands, okay? And those, you could almost support a small business right off the bat from just the local businesses, not even counting your internet, okay? So what I would say is that you would bring like a different size and a variety of gift baskets in presentation to these different businesses, okay? So you want to do like a small, a medium, a large, and what you want to have available is a professionally done brochure, and you want to have some price points, and you want to have some descriptions within there, some great photography, photographs taken of the product. Now, brochures are great when you're going physically to a business, and when you leave that business, they got to have something in their hand to remember you by other than just a business card. Of course, there's nothing wrong with having a business card, but that doesn't necessarily show them exactly what you have, what you can do, the creativity, and et cetera, et cetera. So what you want to have available is a brochure that's got a great group of photographs, because a lot of times the people you'll meet with when you do a presentation for offering gift baskets, the people you meet with may not be the decision makers on buying it. They may just be a manager, department manager, or somebody that doesn't make the final say on it. So you want to have something in their hands so they can bring it back and sit down with those people and let them decide on what they want to get. So some of the questions when you go to do a presentation locally, you want to drum up business locally, and that's what this podcast is about. It's really kind of hustling and letting your feet hit the pavement and getting out there and letting businesses know about your gift basket business. Here's a few questions that really are great questions to get you can ask to get the conversation started and get your potential clients interested, okay? So do they currently purchase gift baskets for their employees or their clients? As I mentioned before, that's a great question. Are they already doing it? And if they're not, well, then that's a great opportunity for you. If they are, then maybe they have an opportunity to get your business because maybe you have some new creative ideas. Maybe their price point, your pricing is much better. How often do they purchase them? So this will be dependent upon the type of business, right? As I mentioned before, car dealers, they love to give gifts to customers who purchase a vehicle. You know, you go and you spend $30,000, $40,000 on a car. The least they could do is they go out and they'll begin to get a gift. They'll send a gift to the person that just bought the vehicle as a thank you. Now, that could be something that that's every single week they're selling cars. So they have business for you potentially every single week for ordering baskets on a constant basis. Maybe it's accountants. Maybe accountants traditionally do it towards the tax filing period. They have to send out gifts and say thank you. Or maybe they do it at the end of the year. Maybe it's just a holiday one-shot deal at the end of the year as a thank you for all of their clients. So what type do they normally purchase? So what you want to figure out is if they're purchasing a certain type of gift basket or certain type of gift, maybe that is something that with your creativity, you can appeal to them. They could have had a vendor that they were doing business with, right? And then last year or the year before, they're just not in the business anymore. They're looking for somebody new, but there's a certain type of gift basket and they're saying, hey, can you do this, this, this? And you can say, you know what? That's easy. That's something definitely we can accommodate that. We can customize the gift basket to appeal and to fit any type of interest that you may have. Okay. So be flexible with your creativity, be flexible and be available to mix it up a little bit if your client or the potential customer wants you to do something specific. Okay. So are they satisfied with the quality that they've been receiving? So this is a great question to ask if they already have a vendor, but they're just not really jumping up and down screaming for this individual or their company. They like the stuff, but they're not really in love with it. It's not something they want to carry the next year. That's where you come in. You could come in and say, look, you know what? If you're not satisfied with the quality of it, take a look at our samples we have here. You know, we can definitely create specific baskets based upon your needs. And if there's a certain level of quality or there's a certain level of products, let us know. We can accommodate that. So that's a great foot in the door for you as well. So do their clients ask them for referrals of gift basket companies? So a lot of times, this is really, really a great way to grow any business, especially a gift basket, is that if you go to an accountant, most accountants deal with businesses as well as just regular old customers or clients that come in that are not, you know, business owners. They just work for a company. But there's a lot of small businesses, obviously, that do businesses with accountants. So they ask them, hey, look, you know what? Do you have a handful of businesses who are looking for gift basket gifts? That's a great kind of word of mouth. You can even leave some brochures with like an accountant. You can leave some brochures with an attorney and say, hey, you have other businesses who might be interested. We offer this, this, and this. So once you make a pitch to them and they like your gift basket ideas, there is a potential for you to get some of their clients to come on board, and then it just grows from there. So you also want to know, what do they think about your gift baskets? Once you've made a presentation and you've shown them what you can do, or maybe you've shown them your website, you've given a brochure, ask them, what do you think? You know, what do you think about our gift basket? Get some feedback. If it's something that they're like, well, you know what, this year we're going to wrap up with this vendor. We would love to start with your gift baskets at the first of the year. I think yours are great, et cetera, et cetera. Get some feedback from them. There's nothing wrong with asking about that. Other question that would be really interesting as well is to let them know, you know what, if you're not currently purchasing gift baskets from anybody, would you consider buying from you? You know, just say, hey, look, here's a handful of our samples. Is this something that's appealing? Would you be interested in purchasing from us? We can give you a deal based on the quantity. Maybe they would need 100 units, maybe 1,000. Be flexible with what you're asking from them as well and say, hey, look, would you be interested in, you know, starting up a relationship with our business and getting your gift baskets from us? The other great question to ask, and there's nothing wrong with this. This is not really prime, but you want to ask them, what is the average price that they have been paying? You know, if they're ordering gift baskets up to this point, what's kind of the price range? And that's going to give you an idea of where they are with what they want to spend. Most of the time, it's about 30 to 35. The orders that we fill at the end of the year, they're averaging between $35 to $45. But most of the companies order anywhere from 800 units to 1,000 units. So that's quite a bit of money when it boils down to the price point. If you can keep it competitive and you can keep it on an average price point between a $35 to $45, there's not a lot of businesses that I personally have ever worked with who wanted to spend over $100, $200, or $300 on a basket. So that's not really going to happen most of the time. I'm not saying all the time, but the average company from that we've dealt with is about a $35 to $45, $50 price point. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up the podcast. Think about these different aspects of a gift basket company and see about doing your research first. kind of hitting the pavement, getting out there and making phone calls to local businesses, okay? Doing the business online is very competitive with gift baskets, okay? Don't get me wrong. But starting locally will give you momentum, will give you cash flow, will allow you the opportunity to get your foot in the door locally. And you get a chance to, you know, if you go to a place in person and you're shaking the hands of the owner, shaking the hands of the managers, that creates a really good rapport and relationship with the local businesses, okay? And they're in the same boat as you, because if it's a small business, they're looking to support small business. They want to drum up local community business. And that's a great way to get going. And then once it grows, then your website can begin to take off. Then you can begin to do a larger type of shipping process. You can get into a much bigger operation. You can offer a variety much bigger than what you have. But starting local, keep it small. Always think big, but start small. So if this give you some great tips and pointers, as always, do give me a thumbs up. I appreciate you guys listening, taking the time out of your day to listen to my podcast. Check us out on Marketing Food Online, the YouTube channel. And if you're looking for any additional resources to start your food business, gift basket business, any type of business related to food, check us out at marketingfoodonline.com. And I will see you guys on the next video or talk to you on the next podcast. Take care.